Four members of the state Supreme Court struck down Wisconsin's decade-old caps earlier this year, but supporters of this new plan say they've tailored it to the concerns of one justice in particular. In casting his swing vote on the court, Justice Patrick Crooks ruled that the state could set limits on malpractice lawsuits as long as they're not arbitrary. Republicans settled on new caps of $450,000 for adults and $550,000 for people injured before their 18th birthdays. But Democrats, like Minority Leader Judy Robson, say that still won't pass another court challenge.
And the reason is fairly clear. It's the same place, it's the same number, very close to what the Supreme Court had ruled to be unconstitutional.
For adults, that's true. The decade-old caps the court struck down were adjusted for inflation to about $445,000. But GOP Senator Scott Fitzgerald says supporters looked at caps in other states around the country before arriving at these new numbers. He says evidence shows they're the upper limit of what will work, that setting the caps any higher would render them ineffective. Fitzgerald says that would drive up malpractice insurance rates for doctors and spell disaster for parts of the state.
I'm here to tell you, if you've got an OBGYN in a very rural part of the state that's practicing right now, and we don't do something about these caps, if we don't pass something today and the governor doesn't sign it into law, say goodbye, because your OBGYNs will be out of business and they will be moving to another state or another part of the state.
Democrats propose raising the cap to $1 million for pain and suffering lawsuits. That idea was defeated along party lines. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has not said whether he'll veto this plan, although he has questioned its constitutionality. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.